CPA After Dark.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Marit Bermude, and I am here in person with my co-host, Kristen Graham.
What's up,
and
guys?
We are so excited to be here. And today, our topic is something that I think is so relevant because we're here for the Tax and Legal Conference.
She's perfect.
Here in Salt Lake City. And we are about to go surround ourselves with other legal professionals, real estate professionals, lawyers, business owners, and I am so excited to surround myself with people that are intelligent, that push me, that are very motivated. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, kind of like surrounding yourself with people that push you to be better. Maybe they're even better than you in a certain field.
Yeah. I mean, anytime that you can challenge yourself, I've said this like many times in different podcasts, make yourself uncomfortable. You should always be in a situation when you're uncomfortable, because that means that you're growing. As long as you put yourself out there, you're growing. And if you're always in a situation where you feel stable, you feel calm, it's very easy, you're not growing. So that discomfort is what puts you leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. So this conference that we're getting ready to attend is going to do just that for both of us.
Yeah, and I wish that I was as comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations as you are. I hate it. I don't know if you guys saw my face when she said that. I was like, ugh.
I mean, I don't love to feel uncomfortable.
She loves it, apparently. She's like, it's the best.
But I do love what comes from feeling uncomfortable. The amount of times, I mean, going like into like my sport, like strongman, going from CrossFit to strongman, CrossFit, like you compete with a group of athletes at the same time. So you're never like the center of attention. In strongman, after I got my pro card, you literally stand on stage by yourself, alone, one person, and literally compete by yourself in front of everybody. So there are like stages of your life where you just have to kind of just go in and do it. Like, go on stage and just give your speech and just go for it. And no matter how uncomfortable you feel, when it's over, you can check the box and say, I did it. I crushed it. Yeah. So that's what you're going to do this weekend, which is exciting.
Yeah, and I think, like, I was telling my husband earlier, it's so easy that you can look at other people when they have all this potential, and when they take the easy way out or they don't want to do something, it's frustrating to me because I can look at them and I'm like, but come on, just do it. Like, you might be a little bit nervous or whatever, but if you do this, it's going to be so good. Or why are they making the decision to not come to the conference or whatever it is? You know, like, there's actually accountants who are shy and they don't even want to do something like even attend because they're like, that's way out of my comfort zone. It makes me uncomfortable, but they would grow so much. So I can dish it out all day and I can be like, why isn't this person doing that? But then for me, I was telling him, I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone. I'm surrounding myself with so many intelligent people, but I don't like it. But if I don't do it, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be like...
If you don't do it, you won't know.
I mean, I wouldn't never not do it either.
Also, like, you could speak this weekend and you could hate it. And you could decide, you know what, this is really not for me. Or you could speak and you can do tremendous, and you could be invited back to speak here again. You can be invited to other events and speak. You can start your own event. You know, all these different things could happen, but you don't know unless you dip your toe in it and you actually go for it. So the fact that you're doing it is huge. No matter how uncomfortable you are, there's growth happening this weekend.
I agree. I think that having that contrast, because I thought, I mean, I could do, why do I even think I want to do this? And then I thought, well, I'll know after this. Yeah. At least I'll be able, having that contrast. And with anything that you do, you're not going to know for sure whether you really want to do it or not until you actually do it. And then sometimes it can just be so scary that you're like, oh, I didn't like that. But that's not really the truth. It's scary to think about doing again. Like, when I was a kid, I hate swimming. I'm not a good swimmer. I never had swimming lessons. We were very poor. And I remember I would jump off the high dive once. And I would do it just because
that's really extreme for somebody that can't swim.
Yeah. I would have to do, like, I could doggy paddle my way to the side. Mm-hmm. But I hated it. And I would make myself just do it one time, and then I would just be done with it. But if I would have done it more than once, mm-hmm. that, like, that will give you a better, you know, idea of, do I really prefer this or not? Because my husband always says you got to do two to make it true. So,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, so he'll say, I'll do something once, and we were on the cruise ship, mm-hmm. and I went on this really scary water slide where, like, the bottom drops out. And I did it, and he's like, two to make it true. I'm like, ah, I can't do that, like, one and done anymore. Now you got to do two to make it true. And then you'll know if you, like, really don't prefer it or if you
right.
just are talking yourself out of it because it's still scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny, too. Like, when we went to the Tax and Legal 360 in November, and me and Chris are big on, like, talking about what's going on, and we tell our friends about it. And I remember our friends were like, you're going to a tax and legal seminar? Like, you're going to sit around with, like, a bunch of accountants? What do you guys have in common with a bunch of, like, attorneys and accountants? And it was, it was fair. It was definitely fair. And the more we talked to people, the more uncomfortable we got. Because at first we were like, this is going to be great. This is going to be so educational. We're going to be out of our comfort zone. This is going to be wonderful. And then it was like, what business do we have going to a seminar like this? Like, who are we? We're going to be way out of our league. And, like, we had already bought the tickets. We were already invested in going. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to not go. I've never, like, booked a trip and not gone. So I was like, all right, we're going to go. But, like, as it got closer and closer, we were more and more uneasy about it and didn't know what to expect. And then after we went, and the knowledge that we took out of this and the connections we made, connecting with people that are, like, I mean, even smarter than you. I don't know. I mean, I only know what I've learned over the years being an entrepreneur and a small business owner. I only know what I've learned from, like, studying. And most of it is really virtual. It's all online. I'm not, like, I haven't gone back to school after college.
Yeah, you're self-taught.
I'm self-taught. Yeah, I pick the right people to learn from, and I study what they say. And having the opportunity to come here or go there in November and learn and connect with people that are smarter than me and learn from them and just sit and listen to them speak. I don't have to speak. I just want to listen and absorb. And then I go home and I implement the things that I learn. And there's just something so wonderful about that. So I went from feeling so like I do not belong. I'm just a small business owner in a big pool of attorneys and accountants. Didn't belong there. And then I came home and I was like, I learned so much. I'm like, going was like the best decision that we could have made. And literally from December, right? It was the end of December or beginning of December.
It's been like until, 6 months.
Yeah. And we've literally put our head down and literally been grinding. We haven't traveled. We've literally been working our butts off since December. And usually it's like, work hard, play hard. Like, that's just how we operate. Mm-hmm. We've been just work hard, work hard, work hard. And
now the first trip is back to another.
Our first trip is back. Yeah. Seriously. Like, no joke, guys. You get so hungry for education when you surround yourself with people that are intelligent and bring you up and make you smarter and teach you things that you didn't even know existed, that it makes you hungry for more. And that's why, like, surrounding yourself with people that are as good as, if not better than you, is the best way to go.
But I love that you said that, mm-hmm. because I was talking to Rex about this, and he was saying there will be people at the skate park, because he rides BMX, mm-hmm. and there will be kids there, and they'll see someone who's really, really good, and they'll be like, I'm not going to do anything. Like, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to, like, mm-hmm. look how good this person
right.
is. Some of them even leave.
Yeah.
And he's got that attitude, the same thing. Like, this person can push me. I'll do it, and then I'll ride with them, and they'll be like, dude, they assess your skill level. And they'll be like, you can totally do this trick because look at your skill level, and then you do it. So, and that's kind of the same way in mm-hmm. the tax and accounting world. It's really easy to feel totally, you know, like you're not smart enough. Mm-hmm. It's such a vast field. It's such a technical field. I've been studying it for a decade, and still I have times where I'm like, I know nothing, right? And so it's very intimidating. So I like that because you have that perspective of knowledge. I want more. I want to learn more. This is making me better. But there's other people that go in that say, this is way more than I am like willing to handle, even if that's not true. Mm-hmm. And they'll just be like, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So it's good. She always helps remind me to have a good perspective, a good positive perspective. Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, instead of just feeling totally inadequate around these people that are so smart, you have to kind of just suck it up. And but, you know, when I went to the tax and legal conference, I was sitting there and I was like, I need to be up there. Not that I knew everything, because I didn't. I still learned a lot of stuff, but there was a lot of stuff I already knew because that's my field. And I was like, I want to be in front of the people. And so 6 months for me has been wild because I've been grinding in that way of like working for mm-hmm. it, trying to, you know, get out there, trying to apply to be a speaker, doing all the things like, let me up there, let me in coach. And now I get to do that on that other level.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. And I also, it was my first time in November and, you know, I didn't know what to expect mm-hmm. either. So going is always the first step, just taking that jump and then, you know, looking at it from a positive angle no matter what happens. And not letting that outside noise of people being like, what?
Yeah. Like, you've got no business doing that.
Yeah. No business? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You've got all the business doing it.
Because the more you know, the more you grow. So that sounds very cliche, but it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. And actually, the reason why we started this podcast, we talk about it, of course. But when we were at that event, we were just like chatting, getting after it. And she was saying how she knows all these people who make all this money who don't know what to do with it. And she's like, oh, I want to help them.
Yeah, it makes me crazy.
Yeah, it makes me crazy. I want to help them. And I was saying, I have all these people. I don't know how to help them. There's just one me. Mm-hmm. And that's how this podcast was born, out of a love for knowledge. Yeah. The more you know and the more we can help others.
And like the other thing is too, I didn't really have a platform. Like I'm a business owner just like, you know, all these other people that I know that, you know, are small business owners that are making all this money and don't know how to invest and, you know, buy real estate and do all these things and, you know, tax strategies and whatever. And I didn't have a platform. So when we got into talking, it was like, you wanted to speak and I felt like I had all these people that I could help. So putting us together was like, it's like the best kept secret.
It's the best kept secret.
Yeah, the extroverted account, guys.
I know. So what are we going to talk about by the time this is over? I think we're going to have so many new topics for you guys to discuss. We'll really go in with this, take notes. What are the business owners wondering? Because there are a lot of business owners that attend this. What are they looking for? What are you guys hungry to know? Because as we learn it, we'll share it with you.
Absolutely.
Which is also so exciting.
Yeah. And guys, if you're having like issues with tax planning, tax strategies, it's the like middle of the year right now. This is the perfect time to start thinking about what you're going to do at the end of the year, how you're doing financially this year. Do you need to structure your business a little bit differently? This is the time that you really need to start making moves and thinking ahead, because once like November, December hits, you're way past due and then you start thinking about the following year. So right now is when you really need to start thinking about your tax strategies going through 2024 so you can take advantage of them now and not wait until 2025 when it's too late. So think about that stuff.
I feel like the heavens opened up and the angels started to sing when she said that. I'm not kidding you. I felt like that. I heard, it's true. You cannot go. Even in November and December, you are pushing it. If you have not thought about it, if you're just like, if you don't know where your net income's at, you don't know what your deductions are, even in November and December, you are pushing it with strategies. Mm-hmm. She is so right. It's the middle of the year. This is the time to get those strategies, we can share them as we move forward. Obviously, keep following the podcast because we'll keep putting out lots of stuff that you can start implementing now. But you're totally right. Yeah. You can't wait. Don't wait. I mean, waiting just means you're just going to hand over more money to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And we don't like that. We're not trying to give him any more money.
So if you're a small business owner, ask questions in the comments. We can't say it enough. If you ask a question, there could be a chance that we can do a whole episode on your specific question. So don't be afraid to ask questions because we will definitely tackle it for you.
Yeah. And then you can save your money instead of giving it away.
Yeah.
A little bit of work, a little bit of effort all throughout the year goes such a long way. Mm-hmm. I hate when people come to me at the end of the year and then I can't do anything. And I'm like, dude, it's too late. Especially if it's next year. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Tax strategy is everything, especially if you're a small business owner.
Yeah, that's why you need to follow CPA After Dark all year long, because if you miss it, it's not going to be good.
Right. So make sure you hit the subscribe button. I hope you guys like this video, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.